This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey, welcome everybody. I got a couple stories that caught my eye for strange reasons, and one is groomers. Have you heard this term? We had the clip. I don't know what happened to this clip. Maybe you guys can find it. Please look for it. But it was a Morning Joe, and there was a guy's name is Heilman, and he was on there talking with Morning Joe, and he says, and they were talking about this whole Disney thing. And he says, well, Joe, you truly can't overstate it. You know, I've been in Florida this week, right, in Tallahassee for all of this DeSantis stuff. And just on this one issue, talking to Democratic legislators, members of the House, members of the Senate, Republican legislators, members of the House, members of the Senate, the way in which these particular charges, the notion, I mean, you had Disneyland. Disney World is not just being attacked. It's being portrayed as pedo world, you know, pedo world, pedophilia world. That's what those protests were over the weekend. The language of pedophilia and grooming, as you just suggested, is not an isolated case. I know you're saying it is, but I'm stunned. I mean, truly stunned that in Tallahassee and all over the state of Florida, there's not a congressional race, there's not a legislative race in which the Democrat in that race is not by someone, an outside group or voter or opponents or the strategist for an opponent, being accused if they are being opposed in any element of the DeSantis culture war agenda, being accused either implicitly or explicitly of being on the side of pedophiles or themselves being a groomer. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. See, I remember when a groomer was somebody that groomed your pet. You take your pet in, they said, where's you taking your pet? I'm taking my pet into the groomer. Nope, not now. Groomer's got a whole new meaning. And let me tell you something. Right-thinking conservatives, you pragmatic people, good for you. You have coined a term. This is, Ron DeSantis is getting a rite of passage here. Pedo world is now Disney world. I was in church the other day. A pastor in the church said, you know what? He's like, yeah, at home you're watching Disney. And he goes, oops, not anymore. He actually said this in church. People are getting it. They're waking up. It is pedo world. They are groomers. And do you know something? These leftists hate being called groomers. They hate it. What do you mean calling us groomers? You are groomers. You decide that some six-year-old kid should be looking into transgender activities. Little boys doing drag queen contests. It is absolutely insanity out there. And you know what? You are fighting back. You are winning. Look. You know, it's funny. The thing I get most about this show is people say, Kevin, your show makes me feel good about who I am. Let me tell you why you feel good about who you are. You're not selfish. Everything you do is for somebody else. Do you know that as I sit here talking to you, you are looking at things and you're saying, I don't have any kids. But I wouldn't want that for anybody else's kids. My kids are grown. I wouldn't want that for anybody else's kids. I don't have to worry about inflation, but I don't want it for anybody else. I'm concerned about the high cost of energy for other people, and I could go on. You are selfless. You are so you're concerned about your fellow man. Let me tell you what, the other side, they don't have a care in the world. They don't care about your kids. They wouldn't save your kids from a fire, from drowning, nothing. They're the people who will not do the Heimlich maneuver because they'll say, oh, I could get sued. You're going to do it. Even if you could get sued, you're still going to err on the side of saving somebody's life. If you have to push somebody out from a car in traffic, you will do it. You won't even think twice about it. You are loving and giving to a level that the left can't even understand. And you know why you do it? Because You understand where you fit in the scheme of things. You see it as this life, as good as it is, no matter what I'm going through, there's something better for me. This isn't all there is. And as I pursue this thing, I believe it to be God. As you get closer to God, you understand your significance. Yes, it's great to leave a legacy. Yes, it's great to do these deeds or whatever, but this isn't what the way you're going to be judged. There's something inside of you that drives it. Look, I can only tell you, I think about life, as my buddy goes, he goes, man, the minute you get over 40, you think about life differently. You get over 50, you realize there are likely more years behind you than in front of you, and you have a different perspective. Now, my son asked me, we'll be walking to the airport. I'll pick up a piece of paper that I didn't drop and put it in the trash. He's like, Dad, why do you do that? You didn't drop it. It's just in me, man. Send me to do it. It's a second and a half waste of my time to do it, but it's okay. I've only got a certain amount of time. What do you spend your time doing? Let me tell you. You spend a lot of your time thinking about helping others. The things that we focus on don't even apply to us. Education. My kids, for the most part, are out of school. I got one left. And I don't care. Being honest with you, I don't care what he does. I think he's going to be successful no matter what. He's been raised in such an amazing way. He'll be successful with or without college. If he quit school today, I mean, I wouldn't tell him to do it. But if he did, he'd be fine. And so I don't have to worry about it. Why do I have an education 501c3? I got three magna cum laude graduates from three colleges, from Wharton, SMU, and the University of Texas, and one that's probably just as smart as his brother. Well, I'm not worried. I'm not worried about indoctrination. My kids aren't indoctrinated. You know, so I look at all this and I say, why do we do it? We do it, folks, because we care. The left doesn't do anything because they care about you. All they care about is getting your money and getting themselves more power. That's it. And it's disturbing because we get up looking for solutions to problems, real solutions. If there was true racism in this country, you would want to solve it. Many of you go, Kevin, you ask me all the time, Kevin, I mean, do you really feel like America's racist? I mean, you're asking me and I'm like, I just want to say, shut up. Just stop it. But I indulge you. Of course we're not. America's not racist. But you ask because you care. And you're saying, look, if it really is, if it's something that I need to be aware of, help me with it. The left do more than groom kids, folks. They groom conservatives. They groom everybody to their sick ideology. And you are the only thing stopping them.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our 5th bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
White privilege. Oh, my gosh. Man, I tell you, Hunter Biden, every time I hear something about this guy, I tip my hat to him. This is the most accomplished, sophisticated crackhead in the history of drugs. This dude gets it done. Welcome, people. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I've never done a drug in my life, but I feel like I need to go back and start shooting up. If somebody got some hair on, get a brother some drugs up in this mother. Hunter Biden, how do you do it? How do I do what? How does he do what? Yeah, are you asking? The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. A big shot Hollywood lawyer reportedly paid off Hunter Biden's delinquent taxes. Is this dude on Hunter's laptop? I'm just saying. $2 million. As Joe Biden's notoriously troubled son awaits the results of a Delaware grand jury's investigation into his personal finances. How will the Democrats scam, connive, cheat, cajole, threaten to keep Hunter Biden out of trouble? You better know they're doing it. Don't think for one second, people, that this is not what's going on. These people are doing everything they can. They want this to go away. $2 million paid by somebody. What have you? I've done some things in life where people bailed me out. Sure did. My buddy Albert, I told Albert I will not talk about what he did, but Albert helped us out a lot, the entire team. And he gave us a big gift. And I've had people that are in much better financial situations than Albert give my foundations, my 501c3, some big dollars. That goes to them, you know, it goes to my foundation. I don't go out and buy, some big Ferrari or whatever with the money. I don't do anything like that. So anyway, we've got people to do that. But to flatly give me $2 million, I was in a lawsuit, sued because four people filed a class action lawsuit against me regarding text messaging to their phones on when we were doing polling for the black vote. Criminal justice reform is what we were polling for. And four black people sued me. And they didn't win. It was a nuisance lawsuit. But the project that was funded for $25,000, I paid $30,000 in legal fees to get out of. Can you believe that? That's insanity at its finest. Nobody stepped up and went, yo, Kev, I'll take care of that for you. Hunter Biden, $2 million, man. Delinquent taxes. Mine was legal fees. His is delinquent taxes. You know, one says tomato, one says tomato. I don't care. But look, if I had $2 million of delinquent taxes, I would just go live under a bridge. I ain't paying you back. Shoot. But Hunter Biden can get somebody to pay that. A Holly weirdo, Kevin Morris, an entertainment attorney and novelist who earned a fortune representing the co-creators of South Park and won a Tony as co-producer of The Book of Mormon, footed Hunter Biden's overdue taxes totaling over $2 million. And you know what they told us? They said it was $1 million. Even at $1 million, it was still a lot. Who does this? Was it a loan? I want to know how this was structured. And what did the big guy have to say about it? Does he want his cut? Because Joe Biden ain't letting a penny go to Hunter without him getting his cut. Because Joe is like, you'll get me in trouble. I need a legal contingency fund. But maybe you don't, Joe. Maybe you don't, big guy. Maybe you don't. No, by the way, don't you think that it would have been a really funny thing for Trevor Noah to refer to Joe Biden as the big guy? See, I would have done that. That just goes to show you. I'm talking about doing the White House Correspondents' Dinner. He could have said, hey, we got the big guy coming up here in a second. That would have gotten all kinds of crazy laughs because the Democrats would have been saying, way to go, Trevor. Throw it in the right spaces that we know Joe Biden's a big guy, but we're still not going to do anything. But anyway, back to the big guy and Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden better know the big guy is coming to get his booty, his cut of the profits, no matter what. Hunter's probably thinking, oh man, can't believe Kevin gave me $2 million. Now I got to go give $1 million to the big guy. Follow the money. Wow. I'm floored because, you know, white folks on the left always talk about privilege and white privilege and Joe Biden's hiring all these Negroes and all these transsexuals and transgenders and trans fats. He's got some skinny people, some trans fat that were once fat. Now that's trans fat. But the point is, he's doing all this stuff to show his diversity and now there's no benefit to being Joe Biden's kid. There's no benefit to being white in America. Look at me hiring all these silly Negroes. These field plantation Negroes. Look at what I did for Sister Girl. Slept her way to the top. My new press secretary. Sister Girl! But let me tell you something. They ain't getting $2 million to pay off their back taxes. No, that's reserved for crackhead white people. Mm-mm. Samuel L. Jackson, former crackhead. Did you know this? Did y'all know this? Samuel L. Jackson, former crackhead, movie mogul. You think anybody would pay off his debts for $2 million? $2 million of taxes? When he was a crackhead? No. Of course not. So, I didn't even know the story. First of all, are you aware that this guy, Kevin Morris, had paid off Hunter Biden's tax debt anyway? Are you aware of this? I was not aware of this, Kevin Jackson. I was not. By the way, this is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. That's enough. Hey, Kevin, they're paying off $1 million to Hunter's tax. What? $1 million? You got to be kidding me. That's what I would have been saying. So that's my first thing. But then to find out it's not a mil, it's $2 million. Now, I'm just curious how the Democrats are going to spend this. Because isn't this the type of thing that we all, I know that there are some people, Beyonce and them, that bailed out BLM when they got arrested and stuff like that. But was it $2 million? I don't think it was. I don't think it was close. I think there's some abject racism when it comes to what these people will do to bail out a white crackhead versus a black thug. I think we need to look into this. I think there needs to be a special counsel or some kind of investigation to let me know what's going on. I believe many of you feel the same. Leftism, boy. Whoever tells you it doesn't pay, they don't get it. Y'all better be happy I'm not a sellout, because I would be all over this. You better be happy I'm not a sellout, because I'd be a sellout cracker.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money to brokerage firm, or even money to bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a swing at President Joe Biden and Democrats on Tuesday, blaming both for the economic pressures facing Americans.
They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
President Biden attempted to unveil a plan to battle inflation on Tuesday, but failed to offer specifics.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
U.S. inflation is at its highest point point in 40 years. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa. They say it's part of efforts to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments. Ukraine's ability to stymie a larger, better-armed Russian military has surprised many who anticipated a much quicker conflict. The war is in its 11th week. This is USA Radio News. Missouri and Louisiana's attorneys general are pushing back against the Biden administration's so-called Ministry of Truth and Big Tech. Missouri AG Eric Schmidt spoke to Newsmax.
Yeah, this is really Missouri versus the Ministry of Truth. So we filed this lawsuit with Louisiana against the Biden administration, really two of the most corrupt players right now, two of the biggest institutions, big government and big tech, for colluding to suppress speech and violate the First Amendment. Ultimately, the government doesn't get to outsource its censorship to private parties.
A California district attorney declined to file charges against legendary boxer Mike Tyson after being caught on video allegedly punching a passenger on a flight. DA Steve Wagstaff said on Tuesday he's declared the case closed. In addition, Wagstaff added his office will not be filing charges against the passenger, Melvin Townsend, who declined to press charges against Tyson. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
What is a Donald Trump endorsement worth? What does it do for you? And I know if you're like me and you want to have a knee-jerk response, you go, man, it is the end-all, be-all. It is woo-hoo. Because I remember having that reaction. Like, man, you get Trump's endorsement, pretty much it's a done deal. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. But like all things that you put a little bit more thought into, you become introspective about it. And you say, well, maybe I need to rethink it. Maybe I need to think about it a little deeper. I say this coming on the heels of Trump going 50-0. Five of those guys went into a primary, another special election or battle. But he's 50-0. With five that are still yet to be undecided. But he's not really 50-0 when you think about what the ones that Trump took back. He's taken back three or four of them. And I wrote a piece about it, and I've also talked about it on this show to say Donald Trump has to be very, he's got to get a little tighter with these things. He's just sort of throwing them out there. Like, I endorse this guy. You know, the guy met with him, he had a good meeting with him, and he goes, okay, it's all over. Now he's my guy. It has to be a little bit more circumspect. Now, I'm telling you all this to explain to you why all this plays into our hands. Trump is not going to be 100%. And you are not always going to be happy with his endorsements, but you may still support him. This is all great news, people! Again, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. So this came up. Friends of mine would say, Kevin, when's Trump going to make an endorsement in this particular race or that particular race or whatever? And what's he going to do? And do you know you're an insider? And I go, I don't really know. I would say to you, there are races where Trump has a Trump of, you know, surrogate of sorts. And you say, well, why hasn't he endorsed this particular person? Maybe he doesn't think that person is the best candidate. Then you hear rumors, well, he may still endorse that person that I in one case said, I don't think he's the best candidate, but I don't even think Trump will endorse him. I said abort. I think Trump might abort him. But, you know, the question is, well, if he does endorse him, then is that a good thing or a bad thing for the other candidate? And I said, it depends on what the other candidate has to say. Many candidates have lots of people inside of the Trump organization who have endorsed them. There's a candidate here in Arizona, young guy running for attorney general. He's got all of Trump's DOJ types that have endorsed him. Rick Grinnell, Nash, and others have endorsed this particular candidate. But Trump hasn't endorsed him, partially because Trump doesn't know him. There's another candidate I know. Trump has made an endorsement in that particular candidate's race. And the candidate said to me, he never met me. How can he endorse somebody else when he didn't look at all the candidates? So is it a style show? Is it a popularity show? To some degree, yeah. And Trump is also saying, I don't want to be with losers. I don't want to endorse people that end up losing. But let's look at J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance got, what, roughly 33% of the vote in a large primary. Lots of candidates. Whoever, it was winner take all, whoever gets the most votes. J.D. Vance was running in third place. And suddenly, the Trump endorsement propelled him to first place. But two-thirds of the voters did not support J.D. Vance, ergo, did not support Donald Trump. Now, here's what I will tell you. Of that two-thirds that didn't support J.D. Vance, you can bet a large swath of those people do support Donald Trump. He's like his pick. Dr. Oz got booed at a Trump rally. I mentioned it earlier in the broadcast. He got booed. He is not the chosen candidate, and I saw a poll recently that showed his challenger was surging. Trump may get him through, but it will not be probably with a plurality, depending upon how many people are running in the primary. Some of these people are getting lucky. Now, going back to J.D. Vance, he got a boost. He was in third. He got propelled from third to first, whatever the numbers are, 20%, from 20% to 33%. Boom, shot him past everybody. And now the question becomes, are people going to support J.D. Vance in the general election? Probably so. You're going to have to, some people in that area of the country are going to hold their noses over J.D. Vance. Which is why I always come back to this. Why do you like doing these cyclical things? I'll be honest with you. I don't care if it's J.D. Vance or J.D. Salinger. Whoever is in office is a tool of ours. Either they're using themselves to further our needs or they're not. And if they are not, you know what Kevin Jackson will do? I'll rally the people and we'll get money behind it and we will take them out. Senate or otherwise. Why do you think Kyrsten Sinema has suddenly gotten this very centrist point of view? She knows the way the wind's blowing. She knows if she doesn't get her act together and continue to do the things that she's doing, she is not going to be right long for this for the Senate. And good for her in this sense. She's better than Flake and McCain in supporting conservatism. Is she perfect? Absolutely not. But you know what? She's actually better than the two people who had R's after their names. I'm not trying to tell you, go vote for Democrats. Not by a long shot. I don't even like Democrats who've converted. I don't trust them. The only thing I trust is the will of the people. Anyway, going back to these Trump endorsements, because I keep telling people this. If you, for a candidate who has to have a Trump endorsement, I will tell you, shame on you. The Trump endorsement has become a crutch. People will throw themselves at Trump. They will say, it's like groupies. They will say whatever they need to say, do whatever they need to do. Please, Trump, take a look at me. They get more and more outlandish in what they're trying to do. I've seen them at Mar-a-Lago. I've seen their tweets. I've worked with some of their staffers. And I go, man, you guys are one step away from being women of the night. I treat it that delicately because I didn't want to say the word. But you get what I'm saying. These people are willing to do anything. Even let Trump grab them by the hoo-ha. So, focusing on Vance for just a second, J.D. Vance, in case you're wondering where I got Vance. It wasn't just Trump that got him over the hump. I'm a poet and I didn't know it. Yeah, it turns out that billionaire Peter Thiel jump-started Vance's candidacy, and then he kept it alive with $13.5 million in funding through a super PAC. Vance is alive for that reason. And I'm telling you right now, You get that much coin from a guy like Peter Thiel? Who do you think Vance is beholden to? Us? Trump played a role, for sure. And Peter Thiel has to realize that Donald Trump, even no matter how much money you put in there, Trump can undo you. But they both now have some dominion over Vance. Let's go back to Dr. Oz. So Oz, he's in a fight. Again, I don't know much about this stuff. I don't even know much about him. I'm not going to bother getting up to speed on stuff until I feel like it's pertinent for the show. I told you guys, I saw him do an interview and crossover. He did an interview on Charlemagne the God on his show. And I want to say he made comments about, I know he's got a mixed record on abortion, probably a mixed record on quite a few things. And that has the conservative movement astir. Is he the right candidate? I don't know. Trump's endorsement will help him, but he did get booed. Now, what was the bigger picture of this I wanted to talk about? The people, even at a rally for Trump, when he brings up Dr. Oz, there are people who no longer have faith in Oz. They said, boo. What that tells you is you can be a supporter of Trump, not like all of his ideas, not like all of his candidate choices, etc., but you can still support the ideals on which he stands. That would never happen at a leftist rally, what you witnessed there. We can talk about it. We will debate about it. We will have many, many types of discussions around Oz. I already have with many people. And again, I only know enough about him to be dangerous, which is why I give only some just overviews of Oz. I think it's wonderful that he's a guy who's known in Hollywood who says, I'll come over and I will play on the conservative side of the island. That took some guts on his part. But those of you who are against him, you didn't cave, and good for you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Many things we could talk about, but I want to talk about friendship. Conservatives, we have friendships, real friendships, true friendships. If you have Democrat friends, I'm going to save you some time, hopefully some money, hopefully some angst. You don't have any friends if you have Democrat friends. Maybe one or two of them are true blue. I have a couple of Democrat friends. I've known them for life. They're willing to put politics aside. They know me. I know them. But every other one that I've known and thought of as a friend was nothing more than a leech. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. I say this to save you some time and energy and money and frustration and a host of other things. What I speak about right now about Democrats, leftists, call them whatever you want. It is true of business partnerships. It is true of marriages to Democrats. It is even true of marriage partnerships like that of Will Smith and Jada Pinkett. That is a marriage partnership. They didn't want to be married. They got married because it looked good on paper. And look at the outcome. Will Smith looks like a eunuch, a cuckold eunuch, and his wife is exposed for what she is. And what of a simple marriage? Johnny Depp, for example, he knows what I'm talking about. Come on, Johnny, call in. KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Who was Amber Heard? Had you ever heard of this name? Pardon the pun. Amber Heard, for all intents and purposes, married into Hollyweird royalty. And that's probably what she schemed to do. She saw Johnny and went, ooh, here's Johnny Depp. Oh, my goodness, I got to give me some of that. And she marries into Hollyweird royalty. She knew what she was getting into. Like Meghan Markle, for example. Would you want to be married to Meghan Markle? Prince Harry did. He saw her and went, ooh, I'm on, there's some of that Holly weirdo. I want some of that. And he marries a weirdo chick. This dude has all kinds of problems. His family should have kept him away from Meghan Markle the way you'd keep a drug addict from crack. I ask you again. You've seen her. She's a cute girl. Would you want to be married to Meghan Markle? I don't know much about Amber Heard. I saw her. She ain't that cute. But would you want to be married to Amber Heard? Okay, ladies. Would you want Johnny Depp or Will Smith? I know. Handsome guys. Woohoo! Till you get behind the scenes. This isn't about men or women. This is about leftism. In general, leftism. Not good friends, not good partners, not good marriage partners, not good anything. What about Bill Gates? No longer anywhere close to being the richest man. Why? Because he had to split it with Melinda Gates. Isn't that her name? Melinda? And you know what Melinda revealed about Bill? Yeah, Bill's got a penchant for hanging out with people like Epstein. And we know, wink, wink, what that was about. So Bill loses half his fortune. And now he's still a rich guy. I'm not saying he's not. But I'm just saying, he got a rude awakening from, again, and I'm not even blaming Melinda. I'm blaming Bill on this one. She went for the nerd. I don't know when they got married, but I know this. They knew they were leftists. Both of them did. What about Jeff Bezos? The guy that went after Donald Trump. Bought failing Washington Post so he could still go after Trump. Go after Trump, go after Trump, go after Trump. What happens to Bezos? He gets caught with his hand in the cookie jar or his hand in the hoo-ha or whatever, and his wife divorces him. Boom, he's worth half of what he's worth. Now you know what he's doing. He's out begging for buttermilk. Hey, I need shipping. Please let me have that United States Post Office shipping so I can save my company. He lost $3.8 billion in one quarter. One quarter. Only the beginning of his problems. Now what? He's worth $70, $80 billion. Congratulations. How much do you think he's worth if Amazon keeps losing $4 billion a quarter? Both the women and the men on the left side see their spouses for what they are. Now let me say this, folks. Conservatives out there gloating. I know you're out there going, Kevin, preach it, brother. You tell them. Hey, stop it. I'm not saying conservatives don't get divorced. We do. We don't get divorced like leftists. Look, I don't know the stats. I'm going to tell you right now. I don't know the stats. This is strictly me and you having a conversation. And we could be having this conversation over a brewski and a cigar, especially if I was with my cigar club down in Tampa. What's up, fellas? But if we were talking about this, I would say this. I'm sure we divorce, one, less than the left, and two, with less acrimony than leftist. Now, that being said, I can tell you horror stories of conservative men who have divorced. I can tell you horror stories. I'll tell you this, it's far worse on the left. As bad as your story may be, people on the right, men and women on the right, it's far worse on the left. The left will say the most vile, wicked things about you. They will even try to have you killed. Don't believe me. Don't talk about conspiracy. ugly divorces on the left. Now, I'm not telling you that the human nature of man does not, you know, find its way through to other things and infect conservatism, because it does, but not nearly as bad. So I say all this to lead up to two black chicks, two black leftists, who are now going after each other. Sherry Shepherd, she was on The View for a minute, one of the hags, and Sherry's been in a lot of stuff. And up to, look, her politics aside, she's probably considered a talented young lady. I don't know. I've seen her stuff. That I don't think any of those actors do anything that the kids going through acting school are doing right now. They just have bigger names. But anyway, these two women, they've known each other a while. Wendy Williams, who, by the way, I thought was a transsexual dude. I'm not going to lie to you. When I first saw Wendy Williams, I went, who is this transsexual dude hosting this show? I hope he's being upfront about it. Adam's apple aside, I hope this dude is telling the truth about what's going on here. And then I learned that Wendy Williams is a woman, supposedly. Don't ask Ketanji Brown Jackson, because she may not know. But I hear that Wendy Williams is a woman. Anyway, two black chicks, Sherry Shepherd and Wendy Williams, are have a beef. Why? Because Wendy had a show, a talk show. I don't know how long this show went on, but it was long enough for Wendy Williams to become a household word, especially to leftists, and even doubly especially to the black community. She dished the gossip on people left and right in Hollywood, made a living at it, at least a decade. When you guys want to look it up, tell me how long she's been had her show. So the most famous thing I know her for, outside of having the show that I never watched, not one time, I'm talking about an episode. I popped in for a time or two just to look at her and see if I could see her Adam's apple. But there you go. So anyway, I'm watching the, you know, peeping in from time to time, just keeping up with stuff. And I heard her husband had disrespected her. He was dating other women and stuff like this, pretty much wide open. And they were working on the marriage. Good for them. Good for them. You know, people make mistakes. People stray, men and women. I get it. So I wasn't moralizing about it. I thought, okay, typical Hollywood stuff. And then again, if old boy didn't want to be, you know, wanted to kind of get his reputation away from dating a transsexual dude, up to him, not up to Kevin Jackson. But I knew her from that story. And people were, she and the woman that the guy was with from time to time would get into these battles. Well, now she's in a battle with Sherry Shepherd, because Sherry took over her show. And Wendy says, I'm not watching that show, because Sherry Shepherd's hosting it. And so they've been going back and forth on where else, anybody want to guess? Social media and dissing one another, because as I explained, you don't have any friends when you're a leftist. This is the equivalent of Hollywood black on black crime, not quite as egregious as Will Smith walking up and slapping Chris Rock, who, by the way, I think Chris Rock may be coming out of his woke and deciding that he's going to be more conservative given the circumstances, especially after Dave Chappelle got attacked on stage as well. But yeah, these people are going at each other, women who should be lifting each other up, who should be saying, Wendy Williams should have said, you know what, I had a long run, I've got lots of issues that I want to deal with, medical as well as personal. I wish Sherry Shepherd nothing but the best. Maybe I'll come on and say a few words here and there. She can't do it. Leftists can't do it. They're going to be petty and jealous no matter what.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.